Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. During the 7-day Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem, three events took place that set the stage to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. In one moment, Wiki Medad will join me to give us this report.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's talk about what's been going on during the Feast of Tabernacles. First of all, there was a great march in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem March. It's a tradition, the Christians joining with the Jews in celebration of Feast of Tabernacles, marching all through the city.
In a certain sense, I'm sure that it has a resonance of some of the prophecies of the nations coming and flowing into Jerusalem. I think that's also part of the holiday spirit.
Well, there was at the same time somewhere about 50 or 60,000 people that gathered in the Western Wall Plaza for what they refer to as the priestly blessing. Tell us what did take place.
Well, Jimmy, as it's written in the Bible, a part of the temple service is when the Kohanim, or the priests, bless the people. In the book of Numbers, God says, "I command the priests to bless the people." Someone came up with the idea of having a special priestly blessing day. What happens is not just 2 or 3 or 10 or 15 of these Kohanim, descendants of the priestly families, but perhaps many as 2 to 3,000 of these Kohanim appear. For many, it's a very emotional and very uplifting ceremony, which recalls what was going on up above 2,000 years ago.
There was something else that took place there near the Temple Mount itself, the Sanhedrin, the 70 wise Jewish scholars.
With the winter coming on, we're talking about the winter in terms of growing crops, the expectation is that there should be plenty of rain. Water is also needed for the sacrifices. What happened was the Sanhedrin and other Temple Mount organizations decided to, as you said, reenact the process in which one of the priests goes down to the Shiloh, which is at the very bottom of the city of David, collects in a specially designed goblet and brings it up towards the dung gate itself. They dressed up in the garments of the priests. There was music and there was accompaniment. This is a process of education. I think the word is sensitizing people to the fact that these are the elements of genuine ancient Judaism, which will return when the time of the days comes when it should be proper.
Wiki Medad with that report of events setting the stage for the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Bible calls for a temple in Jerusalem during the tribulation period. That's Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Recent events during the Feast of Tabernacles in Jerusalem are precursors for that next temple to be rebuilt. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...